Welcome to our interview this morning. And with us this morning, we have from Coffeyville Community College, Yvonne Hall. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking.
No problem. A lot of things going on with Coffeyville Community College in the coming weeks. And we're going to go ahead and start off with our junior-senior day coming up pretty soon.
That's right. Junior-senior day is actually a little later this year than we have in the past. Normally we try to do that the first or second week of November, but we have moved that back to November the 21st. So if you are a junior or a senior in Kansas or Oklahoma and you're interested in checking out Coffeyville Community College, then you can go to our website, which is www.coffeyville.edu, and there is a link there where you can register to be part of that day. It's a great day. You'll get to be introduced to all of the activity and athletic programs. You can eat in the cafeteria. There'll be a campus tour, some giveaways. Chris Cameron, who is our recruiter, will spearhead that day, and it's just a great day for students to come and explore Coffeyville Community College. And we typically run around 200 students, so we just want to make sure that folks have plenty of time to get that notification sent to their local high school and then get to our campus on the 21st of November.
So it sounds like it's going to be very entertaining for those juniors and seniors looking for maybe a school to attend. Coming up, the fall play, The Humans.
Yes, we are excited about this play. This is I believe it is the first time to be performed in Kansas. It is a Tony Award-winning production, and our theater director, Ryan Mahana, is in charge of that. That will be performed October the 11th through the 13th on the stage of the Spencer Rounds Theater. The 11th and 12th performances will be at 7 p.m., and then the 13th performance will be at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And we also have a link up on our website for tickets. So, you know, tickets are free. We do not charge for our performances. However, attendance at our performances has just grown. So we try to make sure that we get folks to RSVP and reserve their seats so that we know how many we have. And if we need to add a production, then there's always that possibility of being able to do that. So if it works out for our students. So make sure that you go onto our website and get your tickets now for The Humans, which is based around a family who is celebrating Thanksgiving. And then it brings up all kinds of issues that go along with families getting together at Thanksgiving. I do want to give a little side note that the content, some of it is mature, so we are recommending 13 and above for this performance, the age of 13 and over for this performance.
Okay, so again, 13 and over as the recommendation. Coming up also is Humanities.
You know, this is a great thing that we are able to partner with the Kansas Arts Program and provide different entertainment every week on our campus, most weeks on our campus, Tuesday mornings at 10:30. And this week we will have the Micahs, and it's a husband and wife duo, and they will be performing stories and songs related to the Dust Bowl. And I believe that some of the stories that they tell are based upon the grandmother of, or the great-grandmother of, the wife, Mrs. Micah. So I'm excited to see what that performance is. It is free to the public, and you just simply need to be in the Spencer Rounds Theater around 10:30 a.m. on Tuesdays.
So that sounds it's going to be pretty interesting and a lot of fun. Coming up, the second 8-week courses start on October 10th.
That's correct. So if you have one class that you are wanting to get out of the way, or maybe you'd like a gen ed class, then the next round of courses, general eds that are 8-week courses, start October the 10th. So now is the perfect time to come in and start meeting with one of our advisors or our recruiter and figure out how we can help you knock some classes out of the way and in a short amount of time. That's one of the great things about the 8-week courses, is that you can get some classes, you know, knocked out of the way fairly quickly. So It's not too late. Now's the time.
So, again, that starts on October 10th, second eight-week courses. Coming up on October 19th will be the Military Appreciation Game.
This is going to be a big event. We play Independence Community College on the 19th of October, and it is going to be our Military Appreciation. We have a lot of things scheduled, as we did last year. If you are a veteran or a current military person, then you will get admittance into the game. Will be free for you. We will recognize all military personnel, active or veterans, on the field at halftime. And then our new band director, AJ Boo, has got some things up his sleeve. He's pretty excited. He's working really hard to make some things different, and it's just going to be a really great night. The military will be there with some static displays, so kids will be able to climb around on some equipment and explore, and then it's just going to be a great night, also for football. So come on out and mark your calendar now to watch the Montgomery County Rivals play, plus honor some of our military.
Absolutely. And when you're saying the band's going to be doing some new stuff, that really gets me going, because I was in band in high school. Oh. So I love hearing, you know, even now at my later age, I love hearing high school and community college bands playing, and because it just kind of takes me back to when I was that age. So.
I'm right there with you. I was a band geek.
I play tuba, so.
I was a drum major, so it was all good.
There you go. You led everybody. All right. Cheer is hosting Open Gym.
You know, this is a perfect opportunity for seniors who are interested in just checking out what the college career or college cheer life might be like. And so our CCC cheer program are hosting open gyms. It's a chance for students to come in, male and female, to come in and work out with our current cheer squad. Carly Giesen is the cheer coach, and she has done a great job of growing that program. They're at, you know, over 30 cheerleaders now. And so if you are interested, then go to our website, coffeeville.edu, and you can see the dates that is open gym right there. Or if you'd like to know more information about any of our programs or athletics, most of them have Facebook pages. So if you just start typing in Coffeeville Community College, it's going to come up with an entire list of Facebook pages. I think we have close to 50 Facebook pages tagged to something. So you just find the cheer page and you'll get all of their updates and what's going on with cheer, and then you'll be able to find out when those open gym dates are.
And speaking of cheer, you said you wanted to give a shout out to them as they performed on Saturday night.
I want to give a shout out to the Independence High School.
Oh, okay, Independence High School.
Yeah, to the Independence High School. You know, we try to bring in different area schools to perform at halftime and give them the opportunity to have that exposure to perform during a community college game. And this week we hosted Independence High School, and those girls did a great job. So they came in and they performed. They weren't shy. Their dance and routine was spot on. So shout out to the IHS cheer team for a great performance Saturday night during the CCC game.
So again, tons of things going on here in the coming weeks and months at Coffeeville Community College. You got the Junior Senior Day coming up. The fall play is coming up as well. Humanities with the Micahs will be coming up pretty soon. The second 8 week course starts on October 10th, and again, the Military Appreciation Game, which will be the big blowout on October 19th against Independence. The cheer is hosting an open gym, and again, we gave a shout out to the Independence High School cheer for their performance on Saturday night. Yvonne, I thank you for coming in today and telling us about all the great things going on at Coffeeville Community College.
Thank you so much. I'll see you the first Monday of next month.
All right, sounds great. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a break, and we'll get back here shortly, right here on the mighty 690 KGGF.